I'm John Davis. Today is Tuesday, the 23rd of June, 2015. And we've come along to Longhope to interview Mr. George Claridge. George, would you please introduce yourself and tell me where and when you were born?
Yes, my name is George Claridge. I was born on January the 22nd, 1934, at a village just out of Gloucester, Lower Tuffley.
Okay, and what, George, what years did you work at Fielding and Platt?
I started work at Fielding and Platt in September
1949. And then I think you had a lapse of employment at the company, didn't you? Came and went.
Yes, I did. I had a lapse. I joined the company Hydro Aluminium as the engineering manager in 1978, and I then left there in 89 to join Bob Francis, who owned Vinylex, a plastic company in Gloucester, which I stayed from 89 to 94, and then returned to Fieldings in 94 and retired in 99.
Okay, George. And on that second stint at Fieldings, and George, what was your occupation?
Well, I was approached by Roger Beard. He realised I wasn't that happy when Vinylex was taken over by a large company, and asked if I was interested in rejoining Fieldings. And I had a meeting with Roger in my home, and we decided that yes, it would be nice to rejoin Fieldings. And my title was Products Extrusion Manager, which involved mainly visiting the existing extrusion companies and also doing a certain amount of design work at Fieldings with the other people like John Davis and etc.
Right then, George, thank you for that. And now, can we go back to the beginning now, 1949? Can you tell me how you came to learn about Fieldings in the first place?
Well, I went to Gloucester Technical, Junior Technical School, and I was quite actually interested in building, in house building, things like that, but I was also engineering, and my cousin, Gilbert Claridge, was already at Fielding and Platt, and he came and saw me and said how happy he was there and what very interesting work they did there, and so I went for an interview at Fieldings and managed to be accepted.
So was it those subjects at technical school really that decided that you'd like to take up a career in engineering?
Well, yes, it was. I mean, you know, being a technical college, I suppose you'd. But there was obviously the woodwork in engineering, metalwork, the usual things, and therefore that was where I really decided on what my future should be.
Okay, so that was junior technical school, that was Brunswick Road, was it, George?
Yes, that's right, yes.
Okay. Right, so you've heard about the company. Tell me about your first visit there, George. I assume it was for an interview.
Yes, it was. I can't remember much about it, actually. I can't remember going around the factory, but I went for an interview there. There was Bert Ravenhill, and I'm not sure whether Fairbrothers was the other person. And he interviewed me, asked me, you know, the general things, what I'd done in life up to that age. And then a few months, weeks later, I had an acceptance that I, you know, had been accepted.
Wonderful. That was just a chat test, was it? It wasn't you didn't have to do a written test or anything?
No written test. It was just, you know.
Yeah. Obviously, you accepted. and eventually started work, and that was 1949, as we said. Tell me, George, how did you travel to work?
Well, I lived with my mother, family in Lower Tuffley, which is about 3 miles from the factory. So I travelled on a bicycle.
And what can you tell me about the journey, George? Any exciting things along the way? Factories, level crossings, trains or anything?
Well, there was the railway crossing on the Stroud Road meets Bristol Road. But that's about the course of the cars along the roads then, so it was a fairly easy ride. And one of the highlights of the day was when we went home for lunch, which we had an hour, I used to cycle home. I always used to cycle with Ken Daniels, who was in Podsmead Road living. So it was very interesting. And one or two others. There was Ray Walker was another one who used to cycle along with us.
Were there any, what about other factories near Fieldings, George? Can you remember much about those? Or any shops that you perhaps you visited along the way?
Oh, yes, there was many, many shops along the way. There was Bayliss's, the vegetable shop. There was also Finch's, which was a general hardware store, very interesting store, very obliging people, and a number of fish and chip shops too. Hughes's, and there was one right by the crossing, the railway crossing. I can't remember the name of that one.
Okay, so good in then, George. Mentioned a few shops along the way. Did you have to clock in when you arrived?
Oh, yes. Yes, you were clocked in and you were deducted pay if you were more than 3 minutes late. So that was encouraging to make sure you're on time.
And that was lunch to in and out lunch times well.
Yes, that was morning and afternoon in and out.
Well, I know it's a long time ago, George, back at 1949. Any idea what your first week's wage was?
I can't remember. I think it was something like... No, I can't remember.
So, OK, you've arrived, hopefully on time. You've clocked in. What were your memories, George, of that first day? Like the sights, the smells, the noise? Was it a bit awesome?
I wouldn't say awesome. I found it interesting. There was a feel about the factory, a feel of comradeship. And just very, very friendly, everyone seemed to be.
So I assume your first stint was in the craft school. Can you give me an idea what you did there?
Well, there was the old cube metal. I would think it was about an inch and a half cube, which you had to chisel down to size and then file it and square it all off, and which took some time actually, and it was very painful to the hands too when you were chiseling away and you missed the chisel at times.
So you mentioned Bert Ravenhall, so I assume he was the instructor then.
Yes, Bert was. Yes, he was. Yes, he was very good actually, very fair. And I had no complaints.
What sort of intake was there, George?
22. Was there as many as 22? I might be. I'd have to look at the photograph.
Never mind. I got to. You got to excuse you there because it was a long time ago. After all.
Yeah.
Did you? I assume you did some machining as well as fitting.
Oh yes. I mean, in the crash school, we did. You know, machining, fitting, small thing, make your own tools and that. But yes, when I went into the factory, we did, went to the light machine shop. I was up in the light machine shop for a few months. I was also in the grinding section, where we ground the spindles for the valves and hone the machine for honing the valve blocks and things like that. Yes, very good.
So you had a reasonable grounding, and I understand that you went down into the fitting shop. You were called Ewart, which was your first Christian name. And what was the reason, George, that you suddenly went to your second name, George?
Oh, I can always remember the first day I went down into the fitting shop, because it was quite hilarious, actually. There was a certain fitter, I think it was Tony Barton, a well-known gentleman he was. And I had to be introduced to him. And when I said, he asked my name, and he said, oh, you at Claret? I said, yeah. He said, where the hell did you get that name from? I said, I suppose my father. And he said, well, he said, what's your second name? And I said, well, you at George Claret. He said, well, you better start calling yourself George in future. He said, I'm sure you'll be more remembered by George than Ewart.
Oh, wonderful. So can you remember any of the your fellow apprentices, George?
Oh, yeah. I remember one who really stands out was Bob Greenway. He was one of the posher ones of us, because he did have a motorbike, and he used to ride from Frampton to Gloucester every day. And there was also another apprentice, Meek his name was. I can't remember his first name. But he also had a motorbike, and it was quite a race along that Bristol Road, the two of them. And they were quite fast drivers.
During your time going through the works as an apprentice, George, did you have to attend technical college?
Oh, yes. I believe it's the first year. I think I'm not sure quite. We used to have a day release for technical college, but we were also expected to go to evening classes, which was three nights a week. Now, whether that was on the first year of our apprenticeship or whether it started in the second year, but I'm not quite sure.
What subjects did you take, George?
I took the National Certificate and also a higher National Certificate in Engineering, which I managed to pass.
Oh, wonderful. That set you up for a little bit then, didn't it?
Oh, oh yeah.
Now then, I've already mentioned, I think, you went home to lunch. So what could you tell me about the canteen and the people who worked there, George?
Oh, well, they're very amusing canteen people. There's Iris and one or two others always just come along through the office in the morning and afternoon for tea and biscuits. And it was also... I did stay one or two days at in the canteen, but mainly I went home.
So what do you think of the standard of the meals in that then, George?
Oh, the meals were good. Yes, and it's amazing how many different divisions they did have. I think at one time there was seven different sit-ins for employees there. There was the directors, then the managers, and one or two others. I can't remember them all now, but I think there was seven different divisions.
That took a bit of doing. Right, let's leave the canteen alone then. And you mentioned one of the ladies who worked there. Sports and social activities, George, did you take part in any of those?
Oh, yes, I played for Fieldings for soccer. Yeah, we had a team. There was Arthur Rigby, just trying to think. There's a number of us. Well, obviously there was 11 of us at least. And, we used to meet every Saturday and play. We were called Fielding the Platte Football Club.
Did you, obviously you played home games, but how far away did you travel? Just in the city, or did you travel afar?
I think it was mainly in the city, but yes, I think it was.
And I've heard from another source that when you played at home, there was an unusual place you changed and had a bath in, was it? Can you remember about that?
No, I can't. I know there was a bath there, but no. It was down Submetal Sports. No, I can't remember much about that.
Someone mentioned a little while ago there were a couple of railway carriages joined together.
Oh, that's right. Oh, yes, there was. Oh, yes. Yes, it was railway carriages. Yeah, oh, yeah. But then that was quite normal to have a sort of a temporary building.
Okay, is there any more about the works? Any more, any other shops you went in? Just digressing back again.
I went into, I did the honing and grinding section, fitting shop. I went into process department, fitting shop, and I think that was about it.
Okay. So, at the end of 5 years then, George, which is a normal time for an apprenticeship, what happened next? Did you have to do national service?
Oh, yes. We were delayed, obviously, having an apprentice. I went into the Royal Engineers when I was 21, and my first training there was at Morven Wells, which is just outside of Morven, Great Morven. And we did our, what we call square bashing there, saluting trees and things like that, if you hadn't quite got your saluting action right. And I could see then that it was cold, snow on the ground, and I could see these lovely offices with a nice fire in the background. So I thought, well, I think I ought to be a clerk or a pay clerk. But, of course, I was in the wrong one. Wrong company to be a pay clerk, but I did finish up as a general duty clerk.
And where did that take you, George? Did you go abroad at all, or was it just in the UK?
No, in our intake, there was only two postings. That was for Nairobi, and they took the first two in the offer, a chap named Orbone and some other name. There were some postings to Germany, but mainly it was in the UK, and I got posted to Chatham, at the dockyards near there. There was a big Thames trading regiment, Royal Engineers, which where they did all the different crafts and engineering, things like that, and I was in the offices there, which was very pleasant.
So did you get home very often?
Oh, well, I was made up to a paid acting sergeant, managed to get home every weekend. I was courting then, so of course there was a more determinedness to get home when you have a girlfriend at home.
Did you actually travel by train, George, all the way from Chatham, or did you hitchhike? Or what?
Yes, I used to travel on Friday afternoon from Chatham to Paddington. Then from Paddington to Gloucester on the Champlain Flyer. And my parents were then living in Hereford. So I then used to take the local train, which was from from Gloucester to Ross, then Hereford. Interesting thing is, the railway between Gloucester and Champlain, between Gloucester and Hereford is now closed. When I got married, we bought a lot of land out in Longhope, and in the land, and it backed on to the railway. And that railway piece of land is now part of my property.
Wonderful.